Hey, accent learner, I just wanted you to know that the Accent Training Podcast is officially available on YouTube. If YouTube is your preferred app for listening to podcasts or improving your English in general, make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast YouTube channel. Welcome to the Accent Training Podcast, a podcast where I teach you how to harness the potential of your spoken English. My name is Pat. I'm from Toronto, that's in Canada. And today I've just got a nice quick episode for you. I'd like to tell you how to pronounce the word schedule. In my accent, we'd say schedule. In other accents, it may sound a little more like schedule, making a sh, schedule. But not where I'm from. Where I'm from, we'll say scheduled. So what's the difference here, and how does this apply to you? Well, the spelling of this word is S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E. The American accent pronounces this S-C-H-E like scare, scare, making a k sound, scare. The American accent then takes the D and the U and kind of blends the sounds together to make a j, j, as if it's like a J and a schwa sound, j, schedule. And then we just ease our way into a dark L, O, in the ending. Schedule, schedule. A dark L, that's when we have L at the end of a word. We call it a dark L. O, schedule. Now, as I mentioned, the British accent will make a little bit more of a sh, schedule, schedule. Where the S-C-H-E is held out as if it's like an S-H. Shh. However, the D and the U are still making that blended kind of jill sound, followed by a dark L. Oh, jill. In the British accent. Schedule, jill. Schedule, schedule, schedule. Now, in all honesty, both of these are acceptable in pretty well all spoken English. People will understand you either way. However, I'd recommend considering who you're communicating with. If you're speaking with someone from the United Kingdom, go with schedule. Nothing wrong with that. You're communicating using the words that they would use. If you're speaking to an American or a Canadian like me, schedule, getting that K sound, will serve you well. So how do we use schedule? Well, the word schedule is used as either a verb, like I'll schedule that, which is to say I'll add it to my schedule, where it's used as a noun. Let me schedule that into my schedule. At this point, as a noun, your schedule is the method that you use to keep track of your duties throughout the week. When I tell somebody I'll schedule that in, or let me check my schedule, I'm usually checking Google Calendars. But for other people, it could be a physical booklet, which they write down notes, where they write down the tasks that they need to complete. Now, there is a theoretical schedule as well. When we refer to a schedule as a means of marking time. In these cases, we can either be ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or on schedule. Now, as a noun, we're often ahead of schedule, behind schedule, or on schedule. If we're ahead of schedule, then we've likely seen more progress in something than was initially expected. We're moving quicker than we had planned. It is certainly preferable to be ahead of schedule. For example, right now I'm recording a podcast episode early so that I can have it out ahead of schedule. If I didn't do this, I may fall behind schedule. And then I wouldn't get my episode out on a Tuesday like I like to do. Better to stay ahead of schedule. And now, as I just mentioned, we also sometimes fall behind schedule. Sometimes this podcast is behind schedule. You know, I'll take on more work than I can handle. And then my work comes out behind schedule. Have you ever fallen behind schedule? I'm sure you have. We all have. It never feels nice to be behind schedule. But it does teach us a lesson to help us be on schedule in the future. And that is our final use of schedule that we'll talk about today. On schedule. Things are running on schedule. If you're planning a wedding, a lot of people are planning weddings right now. You need everything to be on schedule. In my wedding, the pastor showed up 45 minutes behind schedule. I think he got lost on the way to the venue. And he was behind schedule when I needed him to be on schedule. Isn't that a nightmare? A wedding? Everything's got to be on schedule on your wedding. Well, anyway, these are my tips for you today, my friend. Schedule. Or schedule, depending on who you're speaking with. We can schedule something into our schedule. We can run ahead of schedule, run behind schedule, and be on schedule. And the wonderful thing about podcasts is that you can now fit an English class into your daily life without falling behind schedule. Thank you for taking the time to schedule in a little chat for today. I appreciate your attention and your patience. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe to this podcast so that you're updated as soon as I have more lessons out for you in the days to come. Have a good one, folks. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.